Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you, it's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, and click Find a Church.
You offer as therapeutic service abortion, which is really a death warrant for a baby, and yet you say this is good and that you're trying to help people. Well, death warrants for little babies do not help people.
Christian colleges are doing almost nothing to raise up people to work in those newsrooms. And I think we're as much to blame as the supposedly secular people who run the newsrooms.
Haiti is rescuing us as much as we're rescuing Haiti. So at least for a brief moment, our nation is focusing on something more important than Tiger Woods' sex life or our own various celebrity scandals and political infighting.
If you support an ideology that is inherently seditious of a democratic state, then you do not belong.
Just a taste of what's coming up here in about 20 minutes on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Four pieces of Issues Etc. audio and your chance to call and vote and pick the soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon, January the 22nd. Well, being the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, it has been for decades now an occasion for Americans to gather in our nation's capital to not only express their dissent from the decision in 1973, but also, moreover, to express their support for protecting life from beginning to end. Joining us to talk about today's March for Life in Washington, D.C., Maggie Carner. She's Director of Life and Health Ministries for LCMS World Relief and Human Care. She was there at the march, and she joins us live from Washington, D.C. Hi, Maggie. Maggie, what did you see there? Paint us a picture of the March for Life in Washington.
I just saw massive humanity, tons and tons, thousands and thousands of people. It just gave me goosebumps. It was amazing.
What is the tone there on this day remembering Roe v. Wade?
It was much different than last year. This year there was a sense of buoyancy, I think, and hope that we've got a chance to make some progress, I think, here. Last year was pretty dismal, but this year I saw a decidedly different feeling amongst the crowd.
What's changed between last year and this year?
I think that our culture, I think the American public is tired of the abortion agenda that's being thrust on them, and even people that might have been middle of the road are starting to see the truth that this is an agenda that's being forced on them, and I think people are tired of that. And I think with the whole health care bill, all of that, they're starting to see the backroom deals and all of those things, the shady dealings, and all of the players that are clearly identifying themselves, you know, for abortion.
What's the basic message that's being sent here? I mean, obviously, you want to say something to the lawmakers in Washington, D.C., to the current administration, even to the Supreme Court. What's the basic message of pro-lifers in Washington on this day?
I think we're here to say that even though the law technically says it's legal, it's not a good law. And we need to repeal Roe v. Wade, and we need to listen to the people, because there's a huge mass of humanity out there today that said, we don't like this law. And in a democratic republic society, you need to listen to the people.
Was there counter-protest? Did you see any of that?
You know what? Not a one. I did not see one person that was pro-abortion there.
Does that surprise you?
It did. I have a friend that lives in Berlin, and she marched in the Berlin March for Life this year, and it got almost out of hand with the counter-protesters there. The police there had riot gear on.
So let's talk about the kind of the demographic that you saw. Obviously, this is going to be anecdotal, but were there young people, old people? What did the crowd look like in terms of its makeup?
It was extremely broad. There were everything from newborn babies to senior citizens, but what was really encouraging is that there was a huge swath of young high school, college-age kids, and they were everywhere. The place was swarming with young people.
Do they seem – I mean, that's unusual, because we're told that the young people are the ones who are being recruited into the ranks of the pro-abortion forces. Does that surprise you?
No, I'm convinced that young people are more pro-life than ever. I think they know. I mean, we grew up, you know, in a generation that didn't have the technology to really understand the science of everything. But now, you know, all these kids grew up. They all these young kids now, in their baby book, is a picture of their ultrasound. So they know that they weren't just a blob of tissue before they were born. And, you know, these kids know what's up. And I think today's generation is more pro-life.
Finally then, Maggie, why do you participate in the March for Life?
It's a shot in the arm, I think. It's for me, this year, it was particularly gratifying because we brought a whole bus of people, mostly young kids, on the road trip for life. And it was fun to introduce people to it for the first time, especially these kids, because I think they really grouped on it. Some of these kids, they're not old enough to vote. And this is their way of participating in the public square and making their voice heard.
Maggie Carner is Director of Life and Health Ministries for LCMS World Relief and Human Care. She joined us live from Washington, D.C. on a train back from the March for Life there in our nation's capital. Maggie, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.